Thank you so much for keeping it locked on to Rise FM Mid Mornings with myself, Tlatlang Maletsane. It's all things money matters this hour. We speak about festive black tax. How do I say no? How do I tell them this is a boundary and I cannot overlook it because you are my family? I want to help, but I can't. Financial educator Phindile Msiza joins us. Phindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Tlatlang, and happy festive.
Happy festive to you. It's December, the last month of 2024. I'm so happy.
But it's December.
Pagati inside. We're talking festive black tax today. And I think, you know, this is a very real conversation because so many people just might relate to it.
We are in that season where people will be traveling from one province to another to go and spend time with their families, right? But unfortunately, not everyone is excited for Christmas as some of us are, because we know that there's probably family members at home, back at home, waiting for you to come and spend your money on them, right? And that's the sad part. And some would even say, I mean, I'm not going home this year. You know, I've heard a lot of people saying, I'm not going home because every time when I go home, I need to spend, you know, and I need to spend money, which I do not have. So I try to stay here, you know, use what I can and so be able to save enough for January. And most family members go through that. But now, what causes that? You know, we've heard of the terrorists, and I would say it's not only applicable to black people. Every race goes through the same way. Some of our family members will expect a portion of your salary. You know, I once made a video on TikTok saying some of your family members don't even ask you. They don't even know what you are going through financially.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even ask you. Are you okay? Are you coping? Do you have fuel? You know, how have things been in the year 2024? But they always expect a portion of your salary. They always expect you to send them imali grocery, imali electricity, and all of that. But now, sometimes it happens that we are the ones who give them that impression, I can take care of you, I can buy you this and that. Right? We give them this false impression that we can afford.
Yeah.
Right? And not only that, some of our family members, they look at our lifestyle. They look at us driving those big machines. They look at us living in those estates and assume that Ukotlan can afford to buy groceries for me. Ukotlan can afford to buy my children school shoes. But that's where we all miss it. So it's important now, as we go to be with our family members, to have this conversation.
Yeah.
And I always say money conversations are crucial. You know, especially in our families. Let's talk about money. Things have changed. Christmas long of 2024, I got suffering on Christmas long of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Things have gone up. Food is expensive. Fuel. So there's a lot that us as families need to sit down and talk about and stop assuming and stop having those expectations. And look, it's important to also draw those boundaries, right? If they have to call you names, it's okay.
Yeah.
But you also need to look at your pocket. It's festive, gumnandi, siyajabula, kuyadliwa. How about we, instead of expecting me to bring you groceries, how about we bring and share? You know, make everyone to be part of this thing.
Mm.
And how about expecting me to always drive to you? How about we meet at a central point where sizohlangana sonke kube mnandi sihlukane? But I think I've wasted more money, right? When we're having those Christmas gatherings, let's bring in Shay. You know, because gone are those days when you design guam and this was the Christmas guam and I spent all my money on you. So let's have those conversations as families. I think they've taken too much from me this year, you know. And not only that, Tochang, let us also learn to say no. As harsh, as painful as it may sound,
yeah.
But it's okay to say, Angwadi, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be able to come. You know, things have not been well with me.
Yeah.
This year, I'm going to go to Gumbona. I'm going to go to Gumbona. Look, we are sitting here, me and you talking. There's a mother, or there's a father, or there's a cousin who's waiting for you back at home to come and fix. There's a family who's waiting for you to come and fix a gate, which they can fix, right? But so because you can't say no.
Yeah.
Because you can't say yes, but I've got kids that need to go to school in January. I've got school fees that I need to take care of. I've got transport that I need to pay for my kids. So we need to learn to say, Angwati, I cannot afford it. And look, some of our family members can also be very manipulative. Let us not forget that. You know, some, they will tell you words that will break you, only enjoy the festive yako because of that 100 rand.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to learn to say, no, I cannot afford it. Look, if you can, by all means, let us spend on our family members. Let us make everyone happy, buy them groceries, buy them shoes, whatever maybe they might need for the first 6 seasons. But at the end of the day, let us not forget to be smart with our money. Let us not forget to make those wise financial decisions. If festive season, I speak Christmas, it's not the first time we're having Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but we need to change our mindset. You know, have a positive attitude and see your money as something that should be helping you and your family. Don't overspend. You know, there's a quote that I like to say, don't waste your hard-earned money on people who don't even care about you, on people who won't even see you, which will go get brand in time.
Yeah.
But you need to be wise. Spend smartly. You know, January is still coming, and let us be fluent with Malvich.
Absolutely. Pindile, thank you so much. I think, you know, my takeaway from this is there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't have money this year.
No.
You are also a human being. Money doesn't grow on trees. We all have responsibilities.
Absolutely.
It does not matter whether you drive the most luxurious car. I think, you know, we all need to learn that some months are for paying the bills and some months you can splurge. And if you can't splurge, it's okay. You're not going to die. Your family's not going to die. You know, and I think that's the most important thing, for you to have the courage to say, angnayo.
Look, some of my friends used to call me budget, and I always talk about this.
Mm.
Some of my friends used to call me budget because I would tell them, if this was not part of my plan, if this is not part of my budget, it means I cannot do it, I cannot afford it, right? And we have even those family members who say, and the minute you say, let me go and think about it, you are giving them false hope. You know, rather say, end it right there. You see, I'm going to be end. Because once it's in Zobuya Kuwe, and Maubuya, like, you must have a positive response. So let us learn to say no and stay disciplined and keep to our nose. Our nose, let them be nose.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Pindile, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy.
It's all things money matters. Festive season comes with a lot of spending. So make sure to spend wisely. Here's Zugo SA Nomfundo More as well. It's called Umuntu Wami. It's a Rise FM.
Western Rasa.